undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, welcome back to our show, hour number three. Dan is now in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a phone call here. Frank in Seattle. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
How's the it's actually how's the weather over there in Hawaii?
Well, let's see. It's about 83 degrees here, and very mild. We're in Hawaii. Obviously, we're not dealing with the blizzards and the disaster that they're having there in Georgia. It's a little cool, but not unusually so.
Yeah, I was watching MythBusters, and there's episodes about the Apollo moon landing, and there's actually reflectors on the moon, and they bounce a laser off the moon, off this reflector, and there was a photon return. So apparently there's something, some sort of reflector on the moon.
Yeah, it's called the laser ranging retro reflector. It was an aspect of every one of the Apollo landing sites, and I've actually done that experiment myself when I was working at the Table Mountain Observatory in Southern California.
Yeah, and apparently so. I mean, it's probably this, people were wrong calling in the show and say, well, it didn't happen, but apparently they're wrong.
First of all, all of the Apollo landing sites have now been imaged by spacecraft from other countries who are not kindly disposed to the United States of America. But the really cool thing about the laser ranging retroreflectors, it is a completely passive experiment, which means you can use it right now today, and a lot of university astronomy departments will do that because the equipment necessary to be able to bounce a laser off of those and get meaningful data is within the budget of high-end amateur astronomers right now, and you can basically just go on out there and tickle those little units yourself and get some meaningful data regarding the orbit of the moon around the Earth.
It was quite interesting that we should see Holcomb, the guy on Coast to Coast AM. He's like the symposiums, like these lectures and stuff. He claimed there's like extraterrestrial artifacts or something. I mean, who really knows? But
There's a lot of wishful thinking going on, but the reality is certainly in terms of the lunar surface, it's pretty well documented. Same thing with Mars, and I have absolutely no doubt that the universe is full of intelligent life. I just don't think we're doing anything that's going to be of that much interest to them. It's like when you drive down the highway, do you stop at every anthill you pass in your car? And the answer is probably no, you don't. And the same thing is going to be true if you're talking about intelligent extraterrestrial civilizations that have achieved faster than light speed. What do we have that's of interest of them to pay attention to? And I know Stephen Hawking is always out there saying we ought to be very cautious about letting the rest of the universe know that we're here. And I have exactly the different view. Who would care? Who would care? Anybody with that kind of technology, they're going to whiz on through our solar system, look down and say, nah, not worth stopping.
Yeah, actually, there's like the Hadrian Super Collider. I don't know if it's producing any results, scientific results. They spent lots of money. I think it's in Switzerland or something. and it's not
the Large Hadron Collider. The results they got from that, they're still sort of hemming and hawing about it, because that Large Hadron Collider, if you really think about it, it's just like Stonehenge or the cathedrals of Europe or the pyramids. It's the most complex construction possible in our age with an attempt to somehow connect to the imaginary playmate in the sky. But the whole point of the Large Hadron Collider was to reconcile a very obvious problem with the Big Bang Theory. Now, normally in science, you will look at the observed reality and say, okay, does our theory explain that? And if it doesn't, you go back and you look at theory again. Global warming would be a good example. For the last 10 years, we've had all the global warming hysterics saying the world is getting warmer, the world is getting warmer. Obviously, it's not true. Do they go back and reevaluate the theory? Oh, no. They go back and say, oh, there's another explanation. There's epicycles. There's magic wishful thinking. And the same thing is true having to do with the so-called Higgs boson, or what they like to call the God particle, which is something they've been trying to find. Because way back when Georges Lemaître came up with the theory of the Big Bang, it all made sense until Einstein came along with general relativity and basically put forward that there would be no possible way for this Big Bang to happen because that primordial point would be obviously the most powerful black hole in the universe, and there'd be no way for that black hole to escape from itself. And so rather than go back and say, all right, it's time to reevaluate that theory, they started to say, well, let's come up with a new epicycle theory where somehow magically for the first few tenths of a second the universe is in existence, there is no mass and there is no gravity, and therefore the black hole can escape from itself, and we can go on about saying, huzzah, huzzah, we proved the existence of God. And so all of this money was poured into the Large Hadron Collider trying to confirm the existence of the Higgs boson, but they've hit a couple of problems. First of all, they're at the point of saying we think it's 99.99% that this is what we've got, the Higgs boson, and that's bad science right there. Secondarily, even if they have poured enough energy into this machine to get out something that looks like the Higgs boson, that in and of itself doesn't prove that that particle ever existed before. Particle physicists like to describe what they're doing as taking a couple of old mechanical spring-wound watches and slamming them together and then figuring out what the watches look like inside on the basis of the gears and springs that pop out. But common sense tells you that if you slam those watches together hard enough, you're going to get individual discrete bits of metal coming out like teeth from gears that were not discrete components to begin with. And so at some point, given the energies involved with the Large Hadron Collider, you have to ask yourself if these new particles that are coming out of these collisions, are they in fact representative of new primary particles, or is it something that is just being created in the heat and energy of the moment that's never existed before? And there's really no way to ascertain that.
Well, it's actually quite interesting. Actually, there's actually found an old book, and back in the day, I think it was like in the 90s or something like that, and it was actually a religious text. And this guy, he couldn't find a book back like a thousand years ago, so he wiped off this old Greek, mathematical book that had like physics, which was ahead of, it was 2,000 years ago of the stuff Sir Isaac Newton was talking about. And he found out that it was pretty much, this would have changed the course of history. This guy didn't wipe the, and now you can buy a book on Amazon. And if this monk did not wipe the book out, and this book of mathematics made to the public, it would change the course of, scientific history, would have been different. And it's,
well, that was Akamadi. I know what you're talking about there. The fact is that back at that time, the physical book, the physical paper was the item of value and was actually quite common for older books to be scraped clean and the material reused. It was called a palimpsest, and there's a whole body of remote sensing technology that's grown up in the last couple of decades of being able to go back to these old documents and to recover from them the multiple texts and treatises written on those documents over layer after layer. And it's actually a very exciting
The funny thing, this thing was actually, I think Jeff Bezos wants to buy the original text. It was actually a laser technology, like you said, listed in the original text. And it actually was like it was 2,000 years ahead of Sir Isaac Newton. So, of course, the history would have been different if this happen.
We know that throughout history, especially religious fanatics, will destroy knowledge in order to maintain their control over the masses. The great library at Alexandria is a good example. We know because of secondary, tertiary reports that it was the finest library of ancient times, but 80% of its content were destroyed by the Christians. And it's unfortunate that it happens. We've lost far more history than we even imagine that we know today. Got to take a break for some commercials, Frank. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the news, though, I do want to have a comment here. And it has to do, I recognize that I'm getting on in years. And I remember when I was a kid, I was still growing up in New England farming country, and I was a huge fan of Ripley's Believe It or Not, which you got in the comics every Sunday. It was a very, very different world of seeing the world. And it was kind of exciting that somewhere out there were all these very unusual, exotic things that you couldn't just reach out and grab them through the internet. And it made the world a place of a lot of romance. And then as I got on a little through college and my career with NASA, and all of us, I think, began to feel the global electronic village shrink around us. And every once in a while, it's kind of, I think, refreshing and exciting to realize there is still stuff out there that we don't know about. Göbekli Tepe being a good recent example. Some of the stuff that Dr. Ballard is doing in the Black Sea, finding those ships. There are still wonders out there to be found for people who are of a scientific bent. And I think if we can get through this crisis of history right now, we might lead on to a world where young people aren't going to have to be constantly worried if they can trust their political leaders, where they can rest serene that the management of the nation is being run to take care of the nation as a whole, and we can go back to looking out toward the universe. And I, going back to what our last caller was talking about, to reiterate, I am absolutely convinced that this universe is teeming with intelligent life. There is simply way too much room for it not to be. I think, and this goes back to where I was talking about Dr. Gilbert Levin, who designed the label release experiment on the Viking missions to Mars. Would our government be 100% honest in telling us about there being life on Mars? I'm not really sure. I know that today NASA was sort of regurgitating this story about detecting actual brine on the surface of Mars. Now, that's not a new story. We've actually seen that reported several times over the last few years. And I understand that NASA's trying to grandstand. They don't have much of a budget. But would our government actually hide that kind of information from us? And the historical reality is, yes, they would. And it goes back to a guy by the name of Marco Polo. Now, we've all heard about Marco Polo, how he went off to the Far East, and he had these amazing adventures, and he saw the Empire of China. And when he came back to Europe, opening up trade routes, the first thing that happened when he got back to Europe is he was grabbed by the Dominicans and thrown in prison, because it was felt by the church leadership of the day that general public awareness of an advanced civilization far to the east that didn't even know what the name Jesus was supposed to be represented a threat to their power. And they kept Marco Polo locked up for a very, very long time, until finally his co-travelers, word had leaked out, and they finally had to say, all right, yeah, there's a China out there, and they don't know anything about the Pope or the Vatican or anything like that. And they had to start to adapt to that new reality. So we have right now a government that is trying to keep the American people focused on going to war against Syria, going to war against Iran, going to war against Russia and China. And I think the very last thing this government needs is anything that is going to shift the consciousness of the public away from that war agenda, away from supporting the banking agenda. They don't want us asking questions about our true place in the universe. And it's for that reason that I have come to view with a great deal of concern the machinations that we saw coming out of the Viking missions. Because we have seen scientists around the world look at that raw data from the labeled release experiment and say, there is no question that Dr. Gilbert Levin's experiment found indigenous microbial life on the planet Mars. Why would that be such a threat to the United States government? Well, for the same reason that Marco Polo's knowledge of China was a threat to the Christian church of its era. Because it breaks the illusion of omnipotent control. And so we're seeing a lot of hemming and hawing. I remember after Curiosity landed on Mars, and there was this teased story where they said they'd found something that was going to rewrite all of the science textbooks. 1 week later, story gone away. Story had just gone away. And I'm not naive. Obviously, I've spent 20 years of my life looking at the way the government will lie and manipulate the people to get control over your wealth, get control over your kids, send you off to war. And once you get to the idea that people in power have absolutely no sense of morality in terms of what is honorable or right or just, that they're simply going to do whatever works best for themselves, you begin to realize that, yeah, you cannot rule out the possibility that the science is being warped to political agenda. And again, let's go back to what was happening in the Soviet Union just before it fell apart, where science was subordinate to politics. Lysenkoism being the classic example. They almost wrecked the place because they thought that politics could trump science, just like the global warming people have been doing here for the last 10 years. You know, forget that it's really getting colder. You know, the political agenda demands human-caused global warming as the defining movement of our time. And we know they were lying about that. But it may well turn out that future generations will look back, just as current scientists are already doing with the LRE results, and saying, yeah, they'd actually done it. Dr. Levin and his people actually proved there was indigenous life on Mars. But that little tiny microbe was such a political threat to the United States government that they decided to just sort of hush it all up so that we're not troubling our little mind about putting down our rifles and bayonets and our bombs and our drones and saying, let's find out who's really out there. Let's find out if there's another way of running a civilization that works better. There probably is. I'm sure there's probably alien civilizations out there who've already been down this disaster of private central banking and who've evolved beyond it. So, anyway, getting back to the nuts and bolts here, StratRisks.com, some of the world's largest banks are suffering from financial gangrene, which is a very colorful way of putting it. But what they're basically saying is what we've been saying all along about the model of private central banking to begin with. This system, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And that's what the gangrene really means, that unpayable volume of debt, that debt obligation that has existed since the very beginning of the operation of this private central bank Ponzi scheme, for which there is no resolution other than to simply write the debt off, and the bankers will never do that, because that debt obligation is how they maintain control over you. It's all about keeping you enslaved. It's rule by compound interest. And it's no more a legitimate form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. And we need to get back to that. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we got about a half hour to go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Got a bunch of stories here to sort of catch up here toward the end. Apparently over at Barclays Bank, like they're already not dealing with a huge negative public image problem. Apparently, after axing thousands and thousands of jobs, Chief Executive Anthony Jenkins has authorized, apparently, increases of bonuses to the top executives. So we're seeing the banking industry sort of start to consolidate. They're letting go of all their hired minions, as it were, and pulling the money all back to themselves. And that's not a good sign. I mean, if you're a banking executive, it's really good. You're going to get the money. But it basically says it's starting to focus back into to the heart of the operation, and they're just letting the outer levels start to go here. Let's see. We already talked about earlier the GOP is going to be putting forward what they're calling a clean debt limit hike. In other words, all this brouhaha that we went through last year with the sequestration and the shutdown, and all of that is now gone. The GOP is going to put through a bill through the House of Representatives. Simply says the borrowing limits are off. That's it. No other qualifications, no add-ons, no requirements. Just go on out and borrow all the money that you need to keep this little pyramid scheme going a little bit longer. And, of course, it can't last forever. And every time that government goes out there and writes itself a new check, they are writing it against the future slave labor of your descendants, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. They are pledged as the obligation on this created out of thin air debt. It's slavery. It's slavery. None of these kids who are expected to spend their lives working away to redeem all these treasury bonds have been asked if they're okay with this idea. They're not. The government's attitude is you will work to pay this off. That's not democracy. It's not a republic. It's slavery. It's a very clever, covert system of enslavement to keep you and your children working permanently to prop up this little paper banking empire. That's what it is here. Let's see. China, of course, is building its reserve currency status around the world. They've now passed India as the largest gold holder. So in a world where the fiat U.S. dollar is on the verge of collapsing, China's looking very, very good in terms of having a global currency that can be relied on because it's backed by gold, it's backed by China's manufacturing, it's backed by China's agriculture. And this is why the United States government is trying to figure out some way they can get war with China. Never mind, they're already talking about Syria and Iran or the rest of it. What they want is a war with China, even if it's not a war actually being fought. All they need is a state of war between the United States and China. And we already, the U.S. is already out there vowing they will defend Japan against China's, whatever it is they're accusing China of doing. But the real goal is to force all the U.S. allies to abandon the yuan and the renminbi and go back to using the U.S. dollar, going back to willing servitude and slavery to the U.S. dollar. And it's for that reason that this war with China that the U.S. is trying to get going doesn't even have to be fought. They just sit there and sneer at each other for 60 years like the Koreas have done. It's all about which particular piece of ink and paper the world will be enslaved to for the next 100 years. That's what this is really all about. Story coming out of Inquiring Minds. We have nothing to fear from the debt-creating bankers. Their reign over us is over. This is from Justin Walker. I certainly hope so, but he's going into detail about the Bradbury Alliance, the effort that we had the caller earlier in the show of trying to basically get an interest-free British currency into circulation. And it's not that difficult to do. The only reason it's hard to do is because all of the bankers are part of this private central bank scam, whether it's the Bank of England, the ECB, the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve. It's all part and parcel of the same group of people. And we fought a revolution to break free of this. We succeeded in doing it, only to have our own government sell us back into that slavery. But it can be done. It just takes the political will. It just takes the will of 330 million Americans standing up and saying, no more private banks, no more Federal Reserve. We demand a public currency that is a public utility and is handled as that. That's all it's going to take. And anybody who's got a different attitude of how they want banking to operate, let them go off and start their own country. The biggest mistake the American people ever made was forgetting to keep an eye on the United States Congress when they violated the Constitution, transferring the money creation authority that is the rightful property of the American people onto that privately owned central bank. And it's not like these guys didn't know. It's not like they hadn't seen it all happen before. But the reason when this nation was founded, the reason power and authority were spread all across the nation at all levels of society was to prevent the arrival of powerful individuals who would hijack the nation to their own purposes. whether it's war or banking. This nation, the United States, was set up deliberately to avoid the creation of an empire. Because empires never serve the nation. Empires serve the money junkies. That's what it's all about. Oh, we got 330 million American people here, and we've got all these young people who are unemployed, and we've got to, let's start a war. Let's go out and play conquest. Let's play empire and dominion. And it's not like it's anybody I know is going to get, blown to bloody bits here. It's all just fun and games, fun and games. Just saw another one of those Wounded Warrior commercials. And I look at those kids, and I understand why they got sent out there. And I understand it's got nothing to do with national security. And I think in a just and fair world, that if a money junkie really thinks war is necessary, that their own kids are the ones out there on the front lines. But we never see that happen. We're seeing these kids, just ordinary American kids who had as much right to walk on the face of the earth without impediment as anybody else, and they just got dropped into this meat grinder to transform their blood into gold. That's really what it comes down to. Obama's catching a lot of flack for the latest derailment of Obamacare, where the employer mandate is going to be delayed yet again. This, of course, has created a huge hue and cry for people saying, all right, well, look, if the mandate isn't working for the businesses and it's not working for the individual, let's put the whole thing on hold and solve the problems. And, of course, Obama's not going to do that because he can't admit that he messed this up. So now we're back to the situation where he's using executive orders to change the spirit of the law after it's already been passed by Congress. Meanwhile, in the spirit of transparency that we don't have, the new farm bill apparently has a provision which forbids disclosure of which companies are receiving federal crop insurance assistance. And so, once again, we're seeing stroke of the pen, law of the land, where favored corporate interests are being propped up at taxpayer expense. It is time for somebody to stand up in Washington, D.C., and say Obamacare has failed. It has failed. It has absolutely failed. It is time to start pretending that there is any kind of merit to this system whatsoever. It was a cash grab, and it has failed. Now they're talking about bailouts for the involved insurance companies. Let's see. Fitch Ratings just cut the credit rating of Puerto Rico to junk status. I don't think there's anybody out there thinks Puerto Rico has anything left to work with. Why? Well, same reason that the U.S. is. Private central bank creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. It's only a matter of time now. It's only a matter of time before it implodes. Let's see. Over at the IRS, Engelbrecht has filed a formal ethics complaint against Representative Cummings. Apparently, the targeting of political dissidents by the IRS is coming back again, despite Obama's assurance that there isn't a smidgen of corruption anywhere in the Internal Revenue Service. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
Okay, aloha, welcome back to the show. And a couple of stories we're going to wrap up today with, because earlier I was talking about how it just seemed like Obama and Holland were bantering back and forth, and it almost seemed like there really wasn't much point to their discussions. Now we're finding out from back-channel communications what's really starting to go on. And apparently, Obama has issued a message through the back channels that it is now Russia's responsibility to make sure Syria fulfills commitments that the United States thinks Syria ought to be making. Now, remember, we've already been down a couple of situations where the United States has just outright fabricated accusations against Syria's government. And Russia came in, Putin scored a major global political coup by coming on in and brokering this chemical weapons deal. that absolutely pulled the rug out from under the U.S. agenda for an invasion of Syria. And now Obama is trying to put the onus on Russia so that if anything happens to the deal, oh, see, it's all Russia's fault. If Russia had just left well enough alone and left us invade, everything would be working out okay. So I'm sure Putin right now is probably watching very, very carefully for the U.S. to try and find some way to derail the Syria deal, because that agenda is still very much moving forward, and the U.S. president is saying it's Putin's fault if it doesn't work out. It's classic, classic politics here. All righty, let's see. Moving right along, we have apparently at this old Mississippi mental asylum, they were starting to build a parking garage and discovered apparently some 1,000 bodies that were simply dumped there at this asylum from a century ago. Not exactly a wonderful thing to be finding, but it's a reminder. There's some very dark history in the United States of America, whether it's the residential schools. We had that story coming out of Canada. There's a lot of cruelty. All right, let's see. Ryanovosti is reporting Russia's beginning construction of a new Mistral ship base. This is being built in France for the Russian Navy. Everybody's moving their assets into position. A high-ranking U.S. official says he does not expect Afghan President Hamid Karzai to sign a bilateral security agreement between Kabul and Washington. We've actually known that for a couple of months. Karzai made it very, very clear that he was going to allow the new incoming government to make this call. We know that the U.S. government has been pressuring Karzai, El Presidente de Uno Cal, to go ahead and sign this agreement, authorizing the United States to remain in Afghanistan past the end of this year, when the U.S. has promised you, the American people, they're going to bring the kids home. But promises to you, the American people, that doesn't mean anything. It's what can we get Karzai to sign? We may see the United States and just go ahead and invade anyway. Don't seem to be really playing by any predictable set of rules. Let's see. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman over in Israel is slamming Iran as a war-mongering regime, despite Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's charm offensive. Now, there's something you need to keep in mind about that. And that is, it's a pop quiz. When was the last time Iran initiated a war of conquest against another country? And don't be surprised if you don't know. It's a trick question. It's been over 200 years. Iran is not in the habit of invading other countries in wars of conquest. Now, that's quite in contrast with the United States of America and Israel that can't seem to go for 6 months these days without bombing the heck out of somebody. But Avigdor Lieberman's attitude is, Iran is bad. Iran is evil. You've got to go take care of them for us. They're going to come and do horrible, horrible things. But you know, Israel's been screaming that Iran was on the verge of having nuclear weapons since the 1980s. It hasn't happened. It's just Israel wants Americans to go die in wars on Israel's enemies. Israel doesn't even want to fight their own wars. Never mind that the American taxpayer has been forced to give Israel something like 60 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program in weaponry system over the last couple of decades. And even with all of that hardware supplied by the American taxpayer, Israel still doesn't want to fight their own wars. They want your kids to go over there and be killed in wars against Iraq, Iran, Syria, whatever. That's their model of the world. We've got the banks. We've got all the private central bank money. You will send your children out to die in our wars, and we'll write off the debt. That's the deal. If Avigdor Lieberman really thinks Iran is a problem, please invade. Go ahead. I won't stop you. Mr. Lieberman, if you really feel that Iran needs to be invaded, go ahead and do it now. And stop boring our ears with it. Just go ahead and do it. We'll sit back here. We'll be happy to admire and say, yes, well done. But you don't get our kids. You don't get any more of our kids. You don't get any more of our money. Because every time we get into one of these messes, what's the first thing that happens? Israel goes out and makes another enemy. Israel is making enemies around the world faster than the American people can kill them off, and that is a fool's errand. My goodness. All righty, let's see. More comment following up on the Obamacare. Obama's new delay of the employer mandate violates the plain language of the law. And again, that's been an issue all along. As the law provably will not work, cannot work, cannot be made to work, as the website cratered, they just shoot from the hip, grab some more money, write another check, send it on out there. All of it a violation of due process, all of it a violation of the normal precedent for creation of law by the Constitution. Obama's just breaking the rules as he goes along. And look at the mess he's made of it all. There's a reason for these rules to be there, and it's to keep the nation on track, on focus, on principle. Obama, I think, history's going to look back and realize that Obama really was the worst president this nation ever had. Even worse than Millard Fillmore. All righty. Apparently, Homeland Security is getting ready to purchase 41,000 rounds of specific sniper ammunition. It's a brand called the Zombie Max. 308 Winchester, 168 grain AMAX tap ammunition. This is sniper rounds. This is the federal government weaponizing itself against you, the American people. There is no legitimate reason for the government to have this type of human-killing ammunition other than to terrorize you with. That's what we're looking at, a government of the terrorists, by the terrorists, and for the terrorists, and they're going to be waving these bullets at you. Now, a couple of months ago, we were talking about what was all this obsession with the zombie apocalypse that we saw on TV. And I think it's because when you are preparing a military force to attack a civil population, you have to dehumanize them. Whether you call it during Vietnam, they call them the Gooks or Charlie, or during World War II, it was the Krauts or the Japs or whatever the slang. And I think for this coming conflagration in the United States of America, the zombies are you, the American people, hungry, starving, without food, without hope. They're going to say, oh, these are the zombies. We've got to go out and kill the zombies. Hence purchasing this Zombie Max sniper rounds. Now, I would argue that this government has no legitimate reason to be spending your tax dollars for bullets to be aimed at you when you have not committed any crime other than to think for yourself. So. Alrighty, I'm starting to hear a little bit of music fade into the background, so I guess it's the end of our show today. We're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry. I know these are very, very dark times. Please do not initiate violence against the government, but very clearly we are at a time right now where prudence demands we be prepared to defend ourselves against a government that is weaponizing itself against us. Have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.